Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Now, I know we're sitting in Florida, but in California right now, where churches are having to put it on the line and pastors are saying, we don't care what the governor said, we're going to have church. They're still getting fined today, thousands of dollars, but somewhere you got to draw the line and say, everybody else can bow, but I'm going to stand for the King of Kings.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for being with us again here on Revive Radio. Let's get back into the continuation of this message series with Pastor Rogers. This is part two from American Idols. Let's get back into the word with Pastor Rogers today.
Come on, can somebody hear this Bible preaching today? They come into Judah just like was prophesied. And they don't come in with the protection and the garnering of the Geneva Convention. They don't come in with the rules of engagement. The Babylonians under Nebuchadnezzar came into Judah with them knowing full well they were coming. Even by name, Jeremiah said, Babylon is coming. They entered into that place. They took the king and put pokers in his eyes and burned them out. They took the small babies and threw them against the wall and smashed their heads to pieces. They raped the women and stole the best and the brightest of Judah. You would know some of them by name because the Bible identifies them as Daniel, Azariah, Hananiah, and Mishael. These are the names that we're not quite as familiar with. We're more familiar with their Babylonian names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel and 70 of the choice, brightest, youngest of Judah were taken captive into Babylon. And they were taught the culture of Babylon. They were schooled in the Babylonian schools. They had friends in Babylon. They worked in Babylon, not just worked, they actually rose to places of high leadership and favor within the Babylonian government and kingdom in a foreign land. Yet they always maintained, according to the scripture, worship of the one true God. It is possible to have favor in a foreign land if you know who you worship. Some of you are saying, I wish I could get out of this job. And God said, I kept you on that job so that those heathens over there can have the presence of salt and light. I need somebody who will walk into the enemy's camp and still have favor upon their life. And so King Nebuchadnezzar, the egomaniac that he was, in Daniel chapter 1 and chapter 2, we see the outline of the great statue, the great image that Nebuchadnezzar had a horrifying nightmare dream, and no one in his kingdom could interpret, but they said, bring Daniel. We understand he has the ability to interpret dreams. Daniel came in and interpreted the dream, and he said, you are that head of gold, Nebuchadnezzar, but your kingdom will be taken over by the Medes and the Persians of the chest of silver, and then that kingdom will be taken over by the Greeks under Alexander the Great, and then that kingdom moves to the legs that will be taken over by the world systems of Christianity, both the Western and the Eastern. But the last and final will be that under the Antichrist, or under that eighth kingdom the book of Daniel describes, that is mixed with clay and with iron, that will be the most ruthless, and it will be the reincarnation of the old Roman Empire underneath the times that Jesus was on this earth under the Roman government, who actually invented the horrible execution of crucifixion. And so he tells him this major empires, and according to history, they were laid out just like that to this day. That statue, that nightmare that King Nebuchadnezzar had haunted him, but They say between chapters 2 and chapter 3 that we read this morning, there was some 16 to 20 years worth of a time span. And apparently the egomaniac that he was, King Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm not going to have any other serving of any other empires. I want to be and am the king, the head, forever. And so, under his direction and under his guidance, the obsession of this king commanded that an image to be built. Listen to this image. The image, he said, would be 60 cubits. That is 60 cubits by 6 cubits. That means that the statue in the plains of Dura stood 90 foot tall. Currently, that's about 25 feet or so up to the roof of that. Imagine a 90 foot overlaid gold statue in the middle of the plains of Dura that when the sun hits it, it's blinding to the eyes. And according to the record, some more than 300,000 people came out of the city of Babylon to worship on this particular day. I want you to note from the Word of God, because what the Bible says in the past is what happens in the future. And the Bible lets us know that this was measuring 6, 6, and the number of man, Nebuchadnezzar, is 6. This image that Nebuchadnezzar has will return in its functionality and spirit in the latter times that we're living in right now. This is the Babylonian system that will return according to Revelation 17 and 18 and has now got its foothold already. It is a political, economic, military, and religious system that will come under the Antichrist. And King Nebuchadnezzar was a type and shadow of the Antichrist in his ruthlessness and in his authority and obsession. And what did King Nebuchadnezzar do but pass a law? He passed a law. He gave his word. He commanded that everyone in his kingdom should come out to this golden image and not only bow down, but to serve all of the gods of Babylon. Everybody. Nobody was excluded. If you don't come out of your places of worship, it's fine for you to worship your gods, but you come out and worship this God and submit and serve to this image who I am, supremely over every other God. It's all right for you to go in and have your little group in your small groups inside of your churches, but when I call you by law to come out, you will come out or you will be fine. No. In Nebuchadnezzar's time, he didn't fine anybody. He just made the declaration that you will serve me or you will die. I will kill you. Come on, somebody. This is a type and shadow of the Antichrist. So I want to say for all of you that are here and all of you that are watching, if you can't serve God right now and live and serve him and worship him right now, you won't do it during the time of the tribulation when the reincarnation of Nebuchadnezzar in the form of the Antichrist, full of the devil, comes on the scene and demands by the law that you bow down and worship him. Ladies and gentlemen, it is important for us to grasp this fact. There is no other God in heaven and in earth to worship that is worthy of that much authority and that much power. Nebuchadnezzar says everybody will worship. He said, whenever, I find it interesting, this will be another message for a different time. He says, whenever you hear the music in any cult, in any religious activity, including political and anything else, music has a powerful emotional stir upon the hearts of people to comply with whatever that it is. I could play some songs right now for some of you in this building. And while you may not appreciate the 90s tunes, you'll sit there with your hands folded and say, I can't even understand what they're saying. Or you'll say the 80s, it had no appeal to me. But if I kicked up some 70s, oh, I feel a stir in here now. Or I kicked in a little 60s. And for some of you, some 50s. Do I need to go on back? Come on, baby. Let's do the twist. I'll see people who won't dance in the Holy Ghost, but will. Because it appeals to my emotion. Come on, somebody. I mean, our little granddaughter has now found a little musical box with our picture that Rita's had on the refrigerator now for years. And when you press the button, a little song plays. And she found it for the first time the other day. And she pushed the button and kept pushing the button. I want you to know this is between me and her. But she said, ain't nothing like the... And Adeline said, hey, hey. She wouldn't even let it play through. She just kept pushing the button. Ain't nothing, ain't nothing, ain't nothing. I'm not a dancer at all. It's like Rita said, come on in here. And I said, I can't cut the rug. I'm a 2x4. But something about that stir right there in that song said, I can lean into it just a little bit. See what I'm saying right now? I couldn't get a breath out of you a few moments ago, but just a little bit of something. Oh, Pastor, I tell you what, I'm too hot. Listen, I punch the right button on you, and you will bow down and serve whatever that it is if you're not careful. That's the reason you got to be careful, young people, what music you listen to, because it's either taking you to the Lord or taking you away from the Lord. There's some bubblegum music out there. I call it bubblegum music. Love songs. I don't have no problem with love songs. But I do have a problem with lust songs. Ooh, can I go ahead and say it? Your kids that are following Cardi D or B or whatever her name is. I just want you to know that I've read the lyrics to that song. And if everybody in America read the lyrics to that song and what it actually said, you wouldn't be bumping and grinding to that stuff. Nor would you let your kid... I'm sorry. They only talked about that back in Babylon. And these, you know, there's accusers in every generation. Can I preach a little bit here before we go home? There's accusers in every generation. Can you imagine the music played? The music played in the plains with 300,000 people. And when the music started, they hit the ground. And right in the middle of that whole group of people stood three guys. Daniel apparently was somewhere else in the providence doing something else. And Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, where their faith was put on trial that day, because they remember in their mind when they read the Torah, then they read the word of God, thou shalt have no. He didn't say some. He didn't say a or thee. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. No entertainment gods, no sports gods, no popular political gods, no religious gods. He said, I don't want you to have anything between me and you. And here comes these Chaldeans, the Bible says, these Babylonians. They were on the ground. They said, did you see? Let's go tell the king. And these accusers, because you know you got some. Waiting around for just for you to mess up so they can blow it on social media. Come on, somebody. They went to the king. Oh, king, live forever. We did what you said, but these guys went to church today. Now, I know we're sitting in Florida, but in California right now, where churches are having to put it on the line and pastors are saying, we don't care what the governor said, we're going to have church. They're still getting fined today, thousands of dollars, but somewhere you got to draw the line and say, everybody else can bow, but I'm going to stand for the King of Kings.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.